The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Heads with Nazi is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, the Free National Movement, John's Department Store, Shirkers Wild, KFC, Nazi Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros.
On the Monday, May 27th edition of Talking at Your Boy Naughty and Your Company, right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. As you know, each and every Monday we go down to Abaco. Roscoe Thompson will be joining us on the flip side of the break as he gets chimed in. I'm going to go ahead and hit you up with the numbers. You know how to chime in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free and anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, I see a phone call coming in already. Let me get that out of the way real quick. Then we'll take a quick break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be going live to Abaco. Roscoe Thompson will be joining us. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Okay, we'll be off to that kind of start. With that being said, let's get right to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll be going live to Abaco. Lots to talk about with Roscoe Thompson. Latest updates in Abaco. Plus, we'll be talking about the lay of the land. Some of the hot topics, blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. And a law in general. And it's all coming up as the Monday, May 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Freedom is the wrong. Coming in from the corn. Tell them that the sun is worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your practice.
See, oh. Baby, cheetah, s'il vous plaît. Y'a prélé pour radiographie. C'est ça qui fait rele Saltan. Ou pas gen problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat. Ça veut dire entrée sortie. Si test depuis stage montré écran radiologue nous ka kondi alternatif test dépistage ça. Kounya la même ou bien rele nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien rele nous dans 328-81-57 faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien visiter location nous Kamakelod Chaudia.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
They say the sun.
Messiah. Ah. That you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone.
We're back at you on the Monday, May 27th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get down to Abaco. We got Roscoe Thompson joining us live. Roscoe, what's going on, man?
What's up, Naughty? How you doing? Good afternoon, Abaco. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Well, how you doing as far as you go? You got any rest yet? I see you and Steven still fighting fires with the whole crew down there. So I hats off to you guys for the continued effort that you're doing. Because obviously you get one put out and another one pops up, and you get that one put out and another one pops up, and then when you get all them put out, the debris that the Minister of Works, Clay Sweden, should have had removed after the shantytown was destroyed and broken down, like we said months ago on this show, that caught on fire now. So, Abaco is on fire, yeah, man.
I don't think I've been on since that, you know. It's been very difficult for me to get on where I carry the fire phones, you know, for the fire department. So, yeah, for 18 days there, man, we were out every day, and it just didn't affect one area, you know. It affected from Spring City, Marsh Harbor, Dundas, Murphy, Central Pines, Great Cistern, Bahama Coral Island, and then, of course, we had fires in the north and south, but... Yeah, a lot of them looked like they were intentionally set.
That's what my question was. I had a text come through that said, Roscoe, Naughty, please ask Roscoe, do you think there was arson involved with any of these fires?
I will say intentionally set. So that arson, from what I understand or what was shared to me, is when you set a house on fire. It's not so much a butch, but... maybe a lawyer might be able to clear that up for me.
But the fires had assistance in starting then.
Yeah, some of them did. Some of them were a continuation. Like one of the major ones, it was lit behind the old shanty town. That went down the backside of SC Boodle on the ridge and then jumped the street at Murphytown. And then that affected Murphytown, Great Cistern, and then the next day it affected Dundas Town, and then the next day after that it affected Dundas Town, but Central Pines, one of the largest areas here with homes, so it really kept us busy.
Let me ask you this in relation to the debris from the shanty towns that was left behind, and some other mitigating factors. Could have some of these extra fires been avoided, the ones that weren't intentionally set, allegedly? Could some of this been avoided?
Especially the one there in the shanty town. If that debris would have been cleaned up, it wouldn't have had much fuel, you know, to burn. So that was just added fuel for the fire. So right now, the government doesn't have much debris there to clean up again, so maybe now they can afford to do it. It's just a front section and a little bit to the left. I would probably say 2/3 of it is now burnt away, you know, is gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. The only time I've ever seen it, and it, which was bad, was after Dorian on the backside of Murphytown. But this fire that we had, you know, or these fires that we had, you know, it in one day we had 4 call-outs, and then towards the end, in one day we had 9 call-outs. And I will say I have to give out a shout to Delta 19 and, you know, ASP Kemp. they came in on the Defense Force boat and the landing craft, and they were here from Sunday for about a week, and they were able to help us, which was a great, it gave us a break. They were able to put out one of the big fires in the shantytown debris, because if they didn't, it would have gone into some homes that are there with car lots, and that would have been a big problem for, it would probably still be burning today. So I do have to give them a shout out. We ended up toting water for them for 4 hours, over 30,000 gallons of water. And they did an amazing job, the crew they had over here. I was highly impressed with them.
Well, it's good to know that you got assistance where you needed. I've heard you mention several times that you did get assistance from the Royal Bahamas Police Force as far as the fire branch goes. But does it still present the problem in Abaco now that we've seen the fires, all right, that it speaks now to the fact and the urgent need of housing down there for, you know, like government officials, i.e. firefighters, doctors, customs officers, police officers? Do you think that might sound the alarm to get this administration, you know, getting Abaco fast track on the way back? Obviously, you need attention there with all these fires. Obviously, now there's more rebuilding to be done.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't lose any houses or any businesses.
You still have to clear the debris. You have to make sure, you know, set it up for next time so you have some firewalls in place and so forth.
That's what I was going to say. I think the government, you know, it could have saved us a lot of hassle and a lot of time if they would have listened to the fire department. And, you know, for example, if they'd come from Kipco Road down to the junction in Murphytown and pushed a fire break 60 to 70 feet on the left side of the road, the fire would have never jumped the road. So there are things that I think the government needs to take heed to in regards to that, you know, and listen to the firefighters or listen to the chief and where they tell you to push, you know. So in that regard, yes, the fire breaks or firewalls or whatever people want to call them, you know, that there's still a lot that needs to be cleared, especially a lot of it's been done, but, you know, there's some areas that really need to be focused on. So if it's done, you don't have to worry about it in the future. You just keep those fire breaks clean. That's all.
I'm really, you know, a lot of people rooting for Abaco to get back to where it needs to be. And obviously this was an unfortunate obstacle, an unfortunate hurdle that y'all had to go through. Do you think that they've been quelled now, Roscoe? Do you think that they're out? Do you think that you've got a handle on this? Or is it still the risk of them being reset again?
No, we had some good rain today, so in regards to that, no, I don't think we had rain when the Royal Bahamas Police Force Fire Branch Services were here, and whoever was lighting the fires, that rain had dampened the ground, and it stopped, you know, anybody from lighting them. Now, they did light the debris at the shantytown on fire, which, you know, all that takes is a nice dry day and a match and, you know, a mattress. And the next thing you know, you have a good section on fire.
Man, I mean, that was the biggest thing, the biggest concern we had too, was with the removal of the debris. Do you think that's going to get some attention now? That how it needs to be? But whatever's left there that hasn't been burnt or has been burnt will be removed?
Either they remove it or put it into a pile and let us control burn it, you know, and just get rid of it one time. Because if they take it and they remove it, they're going to remove it to Snake Key. And unfortunately, up there, you know, it gets caught on fire. So it would make more sense to just pile it up in one area or make two or three piles and let a control burn happen. In that regards, I don't see any sense now taking it out to the dump site just for it to be burned out there. That just doesn't make any sense. That's a waste of money right now. If you'd asked me 4 months ago or 3 months ago, When they did the initial knockdown, I would have said it should have been cleaned up and removed. But as you know, up to this day, the Minister of Works, Honorable Clay Sweeten, has not touched the issue.
But I mean, okay, we got a caller on the phone here for you. Why don't they call a line? Why are they calling my number? Caller, don't be scared. Don't call the number in the phone book. Why don't you call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or if you're in any one of the Family Islands, toll free 242-300-5720. Hit us up right on that line and ask Mr. Thompson. I'm sure he'll give you a candid answer for that one. I mean, that's like when you write stuff in the paper attacking somebody, and then you sign it anonymous, or you sign it with this alias. Put your name to it. If that's your thoughts and that's how you feel, put your name to it. With the same ferocity that you sit there and hide behind that pen to write it, put your name on it. Own it.
And Norty, that's one thing I agree with. If you have enough gumption to write something to the paper, sign your name to it. I mean,
it must be the comedian in me. I want you to know I said it. I want you to know I wrote it. It was me. I don't have that problem.
I don't have nothing to hide. Now, I could understand if you're a government, you know, you might be a government employee and you don't want to be victimized to a certain extent. Okay, I can see something like that, but 9 out of 10 times when people do an anonymous, it's just they don't want people to know who who was the author.
All right, I got, Mr. Producer, we need a charger. Naughty, ask Roscoe. Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. Could it be the Haitians are lighting the fires for coal in Abaco?
No, because let me rephrase, maybe not in that regards, because some of the fires that were started were, you know, nowhere where coal was being burnt. We have had over the years fires with coal, but these fires had nothing to do with the burning of coal or them trying to make coal.
All right. Now, a couple other questions for you, Roscoe. As we, you know, is there anything else out of Abaco that we may be missing? Or what about the diesel leak? Have we gotten that under control?
Well, let me rephrase. I've seen some of the leak. We do still have a little bit of diesel coming out, but I've yet to see any report or anything from the government in what they have done to rectify it, what their plans are. I know it's not government's job to do it, but it's government's responsibility to keep the people updated on what is transpiring with that. So, yes, we do still have a small leak coming, and I think that might be the remnants out of the drainage. A person did dig a hole next door to him in the middle of their property, and I guess it's probably about 30, 40 feet from the property boundary, and there was some diesel that had seeped through the quarry into his property. So it is not just affected the gas station, it has now affected, you know, surrounding property. So we don't know how far that has gone. And I think government actually needs to do their own investigation. I don't think it should be left up to the hands of Sun Oil, because we know how that goes with private companies doing their own investigation. The government should be doing that work in that regards.
Yeah, there's always those layers to those onions when private entities are involved, Roscoe.
And with all these fires, it kind of put that back on the back, on the back burner. In that regards, it kind of, you know, we were dealing with fires, so it wasn't like we were, I don't want to say checking, we were still checking, but it wasn't getting the attention that it needed. Now, I know that Sun Oil was over here, and they did some test hole drills and, you know, all of that, but I do not know what is the outcome. It has been kept very quiet, and maybe Mr. Vaughn Miller might be able to elaborate on that a little more.
But boy, look at this text, boy. If you texted me with this, boy, you really got to know me, hey. Because not too many people call me that. But anyhow, Naughty, I was told Haitians said Bahamians was taking all the stuff, so they said they would burn it first. What stuff were they taking, though?
They were going in there and they were removing lumber and windows and stuff that was still salvageable. I don't know if it was Bahamians or foreign nationals or who it was, but somebody was going around. Somebody lit a fire next to our main feeder lines coming in from BPL. So to me, it was strategic. Whoever was doing this had it planned, or, you know, I don't know. And during those fires, if you remember, we had a big drug bust over here at the same time. So I don't know if it was a distraction, you know, from something else happening or what was going on. But I know of only one person that was arrested in regards to the fire set at the old government clinic, and that affected Central Marsh Harbor. He said he was burning the demon or the spirit, so that's why he lit the fire to kill the demon. See, so
that wasn't the 1 year ago who lit the straw market on fire saying the same thing. He didn't retire to Ivico, did he?
I hope not. No, this was a young fella.
You remember him, right? You remember him, Kermit? Sorry, Roscoe. Just a little inside now, because that individual is such a character who did the straw market, and I saw him out and about the other day wandering around. He had me some nice to listen to when I was in jail. You know, I say, what you was in jail for? I burned down the straw market. Oh, God. Kermy, let's go to the phone line real quick. Go ahead, Roscoe.
No. I was just gonna say. I just thank God that we've had the rain and all the fires.
Yeah, definitely. Because there was a lot of rain here in New Providence today that we needed, and obviously, hopefully, you got your share, because obviously the wet ground keeps those areas dry, wet, and it's hard for fires to catch.
Right, and the only thing I would say is that the Ministry of Works, they need to address our drainage system over here and get these drains cleaned out, because we had a lot of flooding in town today just with that hour of downpour. So that cannot continue falling on local government or the volunteer fire department for flushing out the drains.
All
right. Ministry of Works needs to send a crew over here and have these drains properly cleaned out.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. And Texas, I see you. I'll get to you all in a second. Talking Heads.
Yeah, we don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Hey, what's going on, GNN?
And if I tell you what's happening, you might tell it to Roscoe.
Well, are you Roscoe's my boy? I can tell it to probably tell it to the nation, too. What you got for me?
Hey, Roscoe. Bye, Roscoe. Same old.
Hey, GM, what's up, buddy?
Every day, every week, eh? Hey, Roscoe?
Hey?
Why, that's up, mate.
Man.
Number of stuff going on in this place, Roscoe. I was going to say that the wood that they burning, majority of that is so that the squatters don't salvage, like you and Naughty were saying, salvage stuff and go rebuild, you see? They're trying to put a stop to that. But Naughty, you know, my babe is the hospital. Naughty, I have very rarely heard people complain about this, though. Naughty, you ever eat to the hospital?
No.
You ever heard about any thing to the hospital when it comes to eating?
No.
Naughty.
I try to avoid that conversation to maintain and protect my appetite for future consumption.
Naughty, they feed the patients, and I sure when the patients and the customers are there, here, some of them are calling support. They feed the patients and paying customers in that cafeteria. I don't know what the hell them chefs doing. Like hogs, Naughty. And the sad thing about it is, when they cook so much chicken every day, and yellow rice, we had yellow rice for 2 weeks, even after the day. They cook so much chicken, Naughty, that when the chicken is over, they take the chicken, put it in the fridge, and steam it for the next day, or put barbecue sauce on chicken there. You can't bite it, you can't nothing, and that is very dangerous.
My God.
You ain't supposed to sell people overnight food. The chefs in that PMH need to be fired when compared to the chefs at Sandlin. And they're the same people.
So yes, now, let me ask you this question. How you know the consumption of both? You add food in both?
I just eat there, try to eat there 3 times a week. Sometimes you got to take the food and the patients, because you know, it's beyond the water, and they throw the food in the garbage. They feed the patients and so, customers paying customers.
Let me ask you.
Like hogs.
How you know what Salinas food tastes like, though?
Pardon me?
You've been to Salinas to the taste there for it?
Oh, yeah. We have the Salinas for one or two things. Salinas food and PMA food, like day and night. Salinas got a variety. The only thing they cook the PMH is chicken and pork chop, chicken and pork chop. And the pork chop is run on half an hour to 2 meat. And the chicken is served for 3 hours. And when that, all that don't serve,
listen,
they come and recycle that for the next day.
GNA.
And that's sad.
GNN, listen here, let me ask you this question, and I know Roscoe got a question for you. If I left some vouchers here for you, for KFC, you could pick them up from here?
Well,
But since you're talking chicken, and I know sometimes you need to get your, you know, when you go for your dialysis and other people do what they need to do, or folks there, you know, I get you some vouchers, man, you could get some chicken for the folks there.
That sound like a plan. Does not eat the food there. Double, you need to look into that.
Call me this evening.
Bring up them cooks.
I off from Jokers. Call me this evening after 8 GNN, and we can get that coordinated, man.
Yeah, what I could do, though, Naughty, I got some food from the hospital that ain't too palatable. I can take the picture of them hard chicken, but they throw sauce over from the next day, and I can send it to
you. Give me some of that. Pirate. Yeah, and I
hospital need to do better, man.
I can work it out there, all right?
Yeah.
On my end. All right, GNN, good stuff. Let's get to this other call. Talking Heads.
Right.
Talking Heads.
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening, Naughty?
What's going on?
Long time no talk.
Yes, man. What's happening?
Sound like you get a little bit of open line there.
Yeah, line's always open. What you got for me?
Everything cool, Poppy.
Hey, what's going on, Papa? Everything cool? Your family good? You good?
Man, we still here. Hey!
You been MIA? I thought you moved to Canada on me, man.
No, man. Go to Canada for what?
I just went.
Love the Bahamas. I get more say here. Hey, listen though. Excuse me. This situation with the Free National Movement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't tell people what to do, right? But I feel like Dr. Minnis is a good person and everything. But I feel like the people resent Dr. Minnis. Not right now. We're talking about the party and them running for leadership and all that. And that's what it's coming across like. But I could tell you that out here in the open, people feel like the FNM and Dr. Minnis took a lot of us for granted. But just like what happened in how the people feel in the Bronx, invite Trump to come down there, them Democrats and all that, to talk with them and stuff, but they feel like the Democrats take them for granted. And people then resent Dr. Minnis in spite of him being a good person. What Dr. Minnis had to go through as a prime minister, you know how the prime minister had to go through that? And we need to understand that. But in spite of that, he need to understand that the Free National Movement, my opinion as a PLP, has a better chance in moving this government.
Now listen.
With Michael Pintard there.
See,
with Michael Pintard
but
there.
But you speaking.
People like
you speaking. You speak.
People like Mr. Turnquist, the former deputy prime minister, they have a lot to offer. These people know. They know how to work with people. They know how to help people in spite of you being PLP or FNM. The Agnes Arawa. You ain't agree with everything the Agnes is. But the Agnes prime minister material. And I'm happy and I hate to hear them supporting Dr. Michael Pintard. The younger generation need to move up and do things to them now and be able to do things to them, man, and help people and do more. I mean, we can include the older folks, too. Now, you don't have to agree with me, but certain people, them, we don't need them to come back right now. People like Desmond Bannister, Dr. Minnis, they FNM. They'll tell you, it's a FNM. But they don't need to be there right now. They give the Free National Movement, in my opinion, a harder chance.
You're being very honest. You're one of the few people.
Hold on. I'm being honest enough because I want to tell you about Jeff Lloyd. I don't know whose side he's on or whatever, but you all need to keep, not you all, they need to keep him. Let him finish doing education or being a lawyer or whatever. Certain of these people, like they say with Dr. Minnis, we get to find out, we taught these criminal lawyers, and we know in it now, we're feeling with the criminal lawyers as prime ministers and leaders. The doctors, man. They too smart. You can't tell them nothing. They arrogant, bad, in spite of them being nice people. And the higher they get and they get the power, they be able to show you how arrogant they is. See, people like Jeff Lloyd, he wasn't nice, not just to the union leaders and all that stuff. The people had People are dealing with him. Just like with them kind of politicians who will dare you to say, yeah, well, say something about it then. I mean, they're controlling our money, our things. And I wouldn't talk about if you ain't support the party, you're in problems. Good thing Dr. Menes was the kind of person, he let PLPs eat too. But people like Desmond Bannister, come on, Desmond, I like you and everything. You're my boy. You helped me plenty of time. But you was arrogant.
No matter how good of a doctor you are, if your bedside manner sucks, 10 to 1, somebody going to seek a second opinion.
So people like the Eigner, people like, listen to me, in spite of whatever that is with Denisha Roll, she know how to serve.
Whoa, don't push it now, Bob, don't push it now.
The Roll,
you're pushing it, no, you're pushing it too much with Denisha now, hold on. You're pushing too much there.
Naughty.
Uh-huh.
The Royal Woman in Golden Gates, a member of Parliament, that's another hard worker. Glenys Hannah Martin, hard worker. We need to be able to read. Oh, this, you know what I tell the PLP people? Oh, in spite of it ain't about who went in, but having the right people in there to serve us, the way how we need to be served, what we ain't getting right now. You see, it's Brave Davis and Cooper step down and let younger people like Glenys them and other hard working like that role lady.
No, hold on. You can't, and I love Miss Glenys Hannah Martin, but you can't tell people to step down. Glenys older than Chester.
The people feel used, you understand? And that's why, in spite of Dr. Menes being nice, the people in the UN party don't want him. And if he come out here, it's going to be worse, sir. But I don't know what we could do. We need to be able to read out, in spite of the parties, yellow and red, pick out the good people and put them in power and whatever they got to unite, man. Stop putting in these people, and you know they don't like people. Look how rude these set can on when you're now we work for the
party. Papa, good points all the way around, brother. Good stuff all the way around. Good stuff. And Roscoe, that's a good segue because, you know, Papa was mentioning the fact of some of the tribalism within the FNM right now during this convention runoff. Big headline in The Guardian today, and I want your take on it. Menes camp lashes out, claims unfair practices as leadership race in the ass. Now, you basically could serve as a historian for the FNM because you've been following this party and involved with this party for years. Long time.
Yeah,
wasn't there something?
I haven't because I ran for the DNA in 2012, but just to remind, I might have ran for the DNA in 2012, but I came home right after that. And I can remember Hubert Alexander Ingram telling me a little story when I went to him and I apologized to him. And he said, you know, Compson, welcome back home. That's what he did with open arms. You know, I have seen, and it is because I've been involved in some of this back and forth, and you know, as I've said to people, and I will say it on the air, at this time in 2021, the country resoundingly rejected Hubert Menes as a leader of the FNM and the party. I don't know what he was at the control of the helm then. I mean, how else do I put it?
But I'm looking at this headline, though, Roscoe. Menes camp lashes out, claims unfair practices. And this is emanating from, I guess, Anderson, the Barry Islands video was circulating over the weekend. But talking about delegates weren't allowed to vote. But isn't this eerily similar and familiar and almost history repeating itself back to 2017? When
2016.
When Dr. Menes was running against Loretta Butler Turner? It did not happen in that situation?
Yeah. You had a delegate moved off in North Abaco.
A chef, if I'm not mistaken, right? Chef Noel.
Yep.
And then there were other alleged irregularities in Inagua. So, I mean, isn't this very eerily similar to what's transpired before? It makes it seem like...
The thing about it is...
If Dr. Menes did this when he was in power to the Loretta Butler Turner team... Well, now history is coming back and it's being played against him. He shouldn't cry over spilled milk because what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, I agree with you. And he has, it's only him to blame for, you know. I don't see, look at what happened in 2021, Naughty, and that right there should give you, we had the lowest voter turnout in the history of the Bahamas, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
And... you know, 30,000 Bahamians stayed home.
I find that just very ironic. and very, you know, what I call dog in the manger. It's my ball. You didn't pick me to play, so I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Or I could break glass bottle on the court and nobody gambling.
And today the gentleman that was he's still a big F&M. You know, he is not, you know, he lives in Nassau now. He lives in, I think it's where Brian Brown ran.
That'd be Golden Eyes, I dig it.
And he still helps out with cooking and the needy, you know, he does things, whatever's done. But I mean, you know, when you hear these, and let me say this, it's up to the delegates committee and the committee of the F&M to look into it, no matter what accusations have been made with the North Andrus or the Bimini, you know, with that video. It's up to the delegates committee and the rules and regulations committee to address that. And I believe they will. I don't think that the F&M as a party, they will address that issue. And that is something that, you know, me nor you can actually speculate on, because that is a decision that comes from the party.
All right, let me get to caller. I see I got you right now. Let's get these other texts in real quick. Naughty, respectfully, your caller, that's a lie. PMH food is not overnight food. That is prepared fresh daily. Each morning the pots are clean. The food is prepared on site. And a lot of times you have to wait on lunch because they're still cooking it. I worked at PMH for over 20 years. Why would anyone eat old food 3 times a week? If you do that, you must need to be inside and put your cutty stop in your text. You'll just run right out. Whee! All right. Another question for you here, Roscoe. Good afternoon, Naughty. Get rid of Dr. Menace campaign. I've been re-energized in the Bahamas. All hands are on deck, including PIP, DLA, and F&M supporters. Pintard all the way. This is coming from the mayor of Grand Bahama. And here's another one. Naughty, there is no bathroom facilities at the Bahamas Customs Office at the Marsh Harbor for the female officers. You know anything about that, Roscoe?
I don't, but it's something that I can look into.
Well, look on that, because apparently there is no bathroom facilities at the Bahamas Customs Office at the Marsh Harbor, I guess, airport for the female officers. What is happening to correct this grave situation? Please, please assist.
Well, I know we got many issues over in the at the Leonard M. Thompson Airport, you know, from bathrooms being cleaned to AC not working. They finally got a generator, and I'm pretty sure that hopefully the AC is working now.
Another one for you. Naughty, please ask Roscoe, what about the land that they cleared down in Abaco for the hospital?
The hospital, no. We have that mini hospital, or the new government clinic, was built under Hubert Ingram and then opened by Perry Christie. The only thing that I know that they've cleared down right now is the proposed, or a section for the new police barracks. But that's the only thing that I know about.
Well, here's another text coming in. Naughty, what you need to do is check on delegates allegedly being removed from Carmichael and Mount Moriah. Same thing seems to be happening. If you're down with Pintard and you're not rocking with Doc, you're getting removed. Check on that, Naughty. Okay, let me investigate on that. What? This big headline? And you got... Who that is in Carmichael? That's Peter. Anyway, I know who that is. Yeah, that makes sense now that you say it. All right, I can do some investigation. And Mount Moriah is... Ooh. Yeah. Let me go do the math on that. You might text her. You might be on to something. I need to check out those allegations. Roscoe, good stuff as always, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And get your meal from Abaco.
I'll be in Nassau on the 31st, and, you know, I'm together, and I'm unstoppable with Pintard. I mean, it's, you know, I said it last night, and I'll say it on your show now. We need that new dynamic, young leadership. And I know he's a couple years older than me, but it's a mere fact of we need something.
Must be younger than the septuagenarian. We won't give you a chance.
His style.
We don't need no more septuagenarians. 70's almost knocking 80. Thank you for your service. We appreciate your contributions, but let some of the young lions roar now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, Ben Tardis showed me over the last 2 years what he's all about. When's the last time you've heard a government not ask answer questions in the House? He's been holding their feet to the fire. One thing about him, and your caller said it earlier, he doesn't just bring F&Ms, but he brings all Bahamians back in. I mean, that's where that dynamic leadership comes in, that, you know, he's not just focusing on F&Ms. He's focusing on the younger voters. What do they need? That's a big swing vote in our country now. So I really appreciate his style of leadership and what he has to offer. Otherwise, I would not be behind him, and I am behind him 110%. You know, I've had many discussions and arguments with people that support Minnis, and, you know, at the end of the day, I say, you have the right to support who you want, and I have the right to support, but this is why I'm supporting Pintard, and this is why I cannot support Minnis. And their first question, their first answer to me is, oh, well, Roscoe, you know, back in 2021, the rest of the Caribbean called early elections. I said, well, share me that article. And it was a letter to the editor. I said, okay, that's a letter to the editor. So that's just like my opinion. You know, I could see if it was a valid point in that. But to me, you called an election 8 months early, which you would have been better off keeping and going that 8 months, letting restrictions be lifted, people having money in your pocket. Not saying the F&M would have won, but I don't think you had a lot of good MPs lose their seats. And I will say this because of Minnis. The country was fed up with a competent authority. They were fed up with Minnis. And I don't know how much more simple I can make it.
I mean, when you get beat that resoundingly, you should take a step back and you know, revisit the whole scenario, the whole scene.
It's like,
and I know part of it might be I want to get back on the horse and ride, but you have to look, if you want to lead a nation, you have to look at what's better for the nation. And maybe you have to have that real conversation with yourself and look at the man in the mirror and say, you know what, maybe somebody else would be better to lead this country and I could help in better, in a different portfolio, I could assist developing this nation better, since I'm so pro-country. But it's not coming off like that.
Right.
It looks like it's, no. I want another lap for me to finish off what I was trying to do before, for me and my homies, cronies, lovers, and friends. That's what it looked like. Because it's just like a band of minions that have got Dr. Minnis' ear, gotten him out on this mission.
And I said to him, I said, hey, listen, let me ask you a question. Why did Minnis not come to the 2021 convention and get up on stage with Pintard? All the former leaders, all the deputies were up there, and their response, well, he wasn't invited. I said, and I said to him, is he not a former PM and delegate? He automatically can vote. So he could have come to convention.
But then let me ask this question. Why does Dr. Minnis only show up when it's time for him to contribute in the House and no other time? Shouldn't he be showing up to support the opposition in there all the time?
Exactly.
Do you have to be invited for that, or that's part of your requirement as an MP? I'm just saying, you know, if we're going to keep it 100, let's keep it 100. But anyway, we got to keep it 100 next Monday, Roscoe, because that's our time. Mr. Producer giving me the heads up. We got to get to the news, but I appreciate you as always. I will see you Friday when you get in town. And like I say, safe travels. Everybody be safe in Abaco. And we really appreciate your contributions, man.
And just remember, Bahamas, we're unstoppable. And together with Pintard, my friend, it's nice to see.
Oh, and the last question. That caller was calling in, wanted to know if you did a commercial for Mr. Pintard. I think they got a voice note might have been circulating, and they might have got that mistaken. Or are you on a commercial for Mr. Pintard, Roscoe? Are you moonlighting doing commercials now?
I endorsed him at the candidates launch, or the launch for the delegates when he had the thing at the British Colonial. But I did send out a voice note and why I'm not supporting Minnis, and I'm behind Pintard 110%. you know, and that's that. Oh, Naughty, I got thrown in my face that I took a resounding defeat with a DNA and I did this. And I said, yes, I did. I said, but didn't Minnis take a resounding defeat in 2021? Oh, no, he won Killarney. I said, oh, is Killarney the whole Bahamas?
Anyway, let me tell you. This one I like right here. Naughty, I want Dr. Minnis to win. There would be no difference in major policies between Minnis and Pintard administration. Plus, Minnis is comedy gold. My fellow Bahamians in residence. Listen, I'm glad you read the comics you call them that's been circulating around. If you come with that, I know you read it, and I appreciate it. But trust me, Dexter, I know what comedy gold is, and Minnis ain't no comedy gold. That's like a train wreck more than comedy. That's what you got there, Kermit? Huh? Roscoe, oh, he said it on my show. But play it, man. Play it. So we can get to the bottom of this caller trying to find out about.
Good evening. My name is Roscoe Thompson III. I am the chairman of the...
That ain't no commercial. That's a testimonial on Facebook, caller. So they turned it into a commercial?
Yeah, this great party, the M&M.
Yeah, okay, bring that down, Kirby. Yeah, that speaks to social media.
That's...
No, I remember when that post came. That was an endorsement, and they turned it into a commercial. That's what I said.
Yeah, that was my endorsement that I was asked to do for Michael Pintard and from the South Central Abaco Association.
Okay, Dexter. Roscoe did it.
I am the chairman of the F&M in Central South Abaco, and I endorse Michael C. Pintard. And just what I said on your show right now, the reasons why I support him, you know, with the new dynamic leadership and moving forward, that's nothing new. That was played at the delegate launch on Thursday.
All right, well, let's get to the news, man. I appreciate it. Good stuff as always, Roscoe. We'll talk soon. Mr. Producer, get us to the break. Roscoe done making commercials, appearing on all kind of other shows and things. Now, he's there, Roscoe. Go.
I got to thank you for that, Naughty.
Hey, trust me.
I got to give a shout out to our girl Brittany for having me on last night.
There you go, man. All right, man. What other rounds you making? Because I know they like to get you know, every now and again, they like to get you elsewhere. So whenever you get elsewhere, let me know so we can make sure our folks can get you, all right?
All right, my brother.
It won't be like when you're home here on Talking Heads, but you know, you got to get them on the show as a blind, too.
This is my home, man. You've given me
the... We already know that you run with the best, but you support the rest, so we gotta make sure the rest get taken care of, because you know you ride with the best. It's all good.
That's all good, man. You know that, Naughty.
All right, we'll see you Friday, man. Y'all be safe.
Bahamas and Abaco, man. Y'all have a good day and a good afternoon, Naughty.
Let's go. Good stuff, bro.
Burley Babe himself in the sports hour now.
I doubt that. The Dodgers won anyway. Well, they lost. That could be hard. Let's get to the news.
So long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song. My song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Praises. I've been on my own, oh no. But we ain't never left alone, oh no. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hi, my name is Mavis Vanderpool, and I am ACM of the Great Free National Movement Party. I am here today to support my leader, the Honorable Michael Clifton Pintard, the beloved son of Sister Laura Benson. He has done a great job, and we are here to support him, and we love him, and we ask God's blessing upon him and this event coming up, this great election.
Yes, yes, I work it with Pintard, cause he work it with me. Boy, only work it with Pintard, cause he work it with me. Man, I work it with Pintard, cause he work it with me. Oh, I work it with Pintard, he work it with me. I work it with Pintard, he work it with me. I work it with Pintard, he work it with me. I work it with Pintard, he work it with me. Oh, I work it with Pintard, cause he work it with me. Oh, I work it with Pintard, cause he work it with me.
I work it with
Pintard, cause he work it with me.
I work it with
Pintard, cause he work it with me.
Good evening. My name's Roscoe Thompson III. I am the chairman of the F&M branch here in Central South Africa, and I fully endorse Michael C. Pintard as our next leader of this great party, the F&M. He has shown his leadership in the House of Assembly, holding this administration accountable to the Bahamian people, and he has done an excellent job in representing the House as opposition leader. I fully support Michael C. Pintard and his leadership, because we need a new direction and we need new leadership in this party. And as I said earlier, come June 1st, Michael C. Pintard will be next leader of the F&M and our soon to be Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yes, yes, I work it with Pintard, cause he work it with me. Boy, only work it with Pintard, cause he work it with me. Man, I work it with Pintard, cause he work it with me.
Play with Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Pizza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your pizza sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't procrastinate when it comes to your financial goals. Get free financial coaching sessions to set achievable goals with a plan. At Fidelity, don't just sit on your dreams. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there is some people where you never shine at all.
Flames are catching a fire. Ah, told you I love you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone. sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
We're back at you on the May 27th edition, the Monday, May 27th edition of Talking Heads. We're now into the 5 o'clock, obviously, you know we're talking sports. Purdy should be joining us any second. He should be zooming in. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, though. And we got today in sports history lined up, but let me get right into it with the callers. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Well, I was trying to call you earlier. I don't want to comment on that gentleman who got the gun sentence, where they only gave that, 4 years or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
That's as far as a magistrate could go, you know. Until these parliamentarians get off and change and debate that, the other day they debate this gang acting. They're talking about 25 years and thing. They need to get up and debate when you be caught with more than one gun that you get. You go before the Supreme Court. See, what we these fellas get catched with a lot of gun, as far as they could go to the magistrate court. Fella get catched with 100 pound of drugs, as far as he goes to magistrate court. So the magistrate court, his hand is be tied. They only could go, they sentence limit so much. Until they change the law, same way they try to debate that gang bill. They need a debate. If I catch you with more than one gun, you're going before the Supreme Court so you could get what due diligence due to you. And as long as that don't happen, ain't nothing going to happen.
Gotcha. Good points, man.
Me and you could debate that, and that's ain't going to fine. We could say, well, the magistrate, no, you know, that's as far as the magistrate could go. So until they go to the House Assembly and debate, caught the fellow with two guns, you got him before the Supreme Court. You know, certain charges you get, they don't care before the Supreme Court. They're not going to be sort of. But, that fellow had 15 guns. That could be 15 lives, you know. That's a lot of guns to only get 4 years with. But I don't think much can come out of that until these politicians get off and change the law like how they try to do the other day, you know.
Good stuff, man. It all boils down to changing those laws, and then look who's in the capacity to change those laws.
Right.
What you could be doing when you come out of office, going back to business, so you don't want to make decisions that are going to be bad for business for you in the future.
Yeah, but you got to put a list here in these criminals.
That's bad for business. These dudes fronting like they're talking, but they love country and care about country. They don't care about country.
Man. The same way how they going to debate that gang bill or whatever, they could debate this law bill. If I catch you with two guns, you're going before the Supreme Court, and you'll get about 10 years.
Now, let me ask you another question, because you know we're in the 5 o'clock, right? And we're supposed to be talking
sports. Yeah, well, you know, it's a sports.
You get your broom out, Boston, to sweep it up tomorrow night?
Yeah. So, hey.
Huh? Boston to sweep it up tomorrow night?
No, man, Boston's doing it tonight.
Oh, tonight, I mean, I get the broom up for the night.
Yeah, tonight, but then I ain't going to buy too much, because guess what? Two of them games going to go on either way, you know.
Poor them referees be giving you all some home cooking too,
right? No, I ain't saying that. You see when Jaylen Brown hit the shot? That was ain't no referee.
No. They came up and played money. He's played big for it. He's been doing damage on Halliburton,
right,
too.
We actually win that one. And then the other one, the third one, we had to come from behind and beat them.
Well, I picked Boston and Dallas for the final, so I'm hoping it all pans out.
Yeah, but that boy Dallas, them boy, I stunned.
Watch out for that Dallas team, but watch out for them.
Well, they got Kyrie, and what he named the low. All you got to do is, if they get there, them and Boston,
Purdy was on them first. I got on outside toward the end of the regular season because I sipped some of the Kool-Aid that Purdy was serving. But Purdy said from about 3 weeks before the season ended, nobody wants to see Dallas in the playoffs. That could be a dark horse team. This could be a hard out.
Dallas got one dangerous fella, and that's the guard.
Yeah, y'all playing tomorrow night. They ain't playing tonight. He playing tomorrow night. That's what I told you. No games tonight. You playing tomorrow. You playing tomorrow night.
I'm Monday night.
Now let me double check the schedule.
Yeah, man. Boston playing tonight.
I most believe it was night on, night off, but I got to check.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they play Saturday, you know.
All
Boston
right.
Play Saturday.
So let's pull up the schedule right here. Huh? The Mavericks played last night for sure.
Yeah.
And tonight, You got 8 p.m. the Celtics and the Pacers. Texas, you're wrong.
They're playing tonight.
Celtics and the Pacers tonight at 8 p.m. And then tomorrow, the Timberwolves in Dallas at 8:30 on Tuesday.
Right. So we can try and end tonight, you know.
All right, good stuff, Quarterman. Always good to hear from you, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, be safe. Right. Earl the Pearl, what's going on? Boy, them Dallas Mavericks looking good, but they're making you look genius. You got Pearly, or you by the air fryer? You coming now? By the air fryer, watching Dodger game. Boy, the Dodgers take some beating on the weekend, right? Pearly, you all right? You got Pearly zoomed in?
I right here in this corner.
Boy, your Dallas Mavericks prediction looking good. Boy, you was on them from before the season ended. You say, watch out, that dark horse team could be tough to beat. You was right or not, you know?
While I did actually pick Minnesota, I did say Dallas is the wildest. And what I see Dallas doing right now, I believe Dallas can take it all.
I believe Dallas can win it all, to tell you the truth.
On game, he is on point. The two of them, him and Luka, look good. But boy, listen, that team jamming.
Can I just say that he's not exhibiting some Mamba mentality in the game? You don't think Kobe looking down a little bit at his protege smiling?
Yes.
I saw some... Tell that boy in the background, be quiet about any defense in trouble, man. Only thing in trouble is my show because his voice bleeding onto it right now. That's the only thing but in trouble.
I thought I was wondering where I was coming from because I in this room by myself.
Well, you heard it, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Man, listen here. That phone call bleeding, you know. I get that on the radio, you know. Boy, Murphy is alive and well in here today, by Pearly. My God.
I understand.
All right, so let's check out today in sports history. Let's get that out of the way. I brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, May 27, 1873, the first Preakness Stakes was won by Survivor. 1904, Dennis McGann set a major league record when he stole 5 bases. 1955, Norm Zorchin of the Boston Red Sox got 10 RBIs against the Senators. 1968, after 48 years as coach of the Chicago Bears, George Halas retired. 1968 was announced the baseball franchises had been awarded to Montreal and San Diego. 1982, 3 New Jersey businessmen bought the NHL's Colorado Rockies. They got approval to move the team to New Jersey and become the Devils. 1987, Phil Negro of the Yankees became the third pitcher to make 700 starts. And in 2003, it was reported that Patrick Waugh, of the Colorado Avalanche, would announce his retirement from the NHL the following day. Sports quote of the day, the game isn't over until it's over, Yogi Berra. And that's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, Pearly.
Yogi always got the best quotes, always.
Let's check out the local scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, it's all about, listen, them angry whoppers off the chain, but you had the angry breakfast sandwich yet? Sausage, egg, cheese, the jalapenos. Oh, my God, that is off the chain. Little kick, little zest, little bounce. You know what I mean? You know, I do breakfast differently these days, you know, Pearly. You know? And I kind of like what BK is offering, man. Good stuff. All right, let's check out the local scene real quick. Cartwright ends career with 2 more national titles. This is Denisha Cartwright closed her collegiate career with 2 more national titles over the weekend, winning the women's 100-meter hurdles and women's 200 meters at the NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships on the campus of Emporia State University in Emporia, Kansas. She also finished 2nd in the women's 100. Also, Wanya McCoy qualified for the NCAA Division I Outdoor Track and Field Championships in both the men's 100 and 200, becoming the only Bahamian collegiate athlete to qualify in 2 events this year. Jazz doing well for the Marlins. Another multi-hit game. They won the game 3-1 over Arizona on Monday, and Jazz had multiple hits. They've improved their record.
He's really hitting the ball good. Probably they ain't got no pitching.
19-35, considering they started 0-13, they're playing better baseball. He's having a good month. He's batting .286 in May with 3 home runs, 9 RBIs, and 13 runs scored. Now he's up to .260 for the season, but considering he got off to a slow start, now he's rounded into shape. .260, 7 home runs, 26 RBIs, 26 runs scored, 9 stolen bases, on-base percentage of .333, and a slugging percentage of .435. So he's rounded into form. And in track and field, Bahamian Devin Troutman finished fourth in the women's 100 hurdles at the Prefontaine Classic Diamond League meet in Eugene, Oregon on Saturday. Charlton crossed the finish line in 12.63 seconds. And that's a wrap on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Now, let's get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget Tropical Gyros, flagship store over there on Mackey Street. Second location out there, R&D Plaza in the West. Carmichael coming soon, but big up to Freeport, man. Freeport location of Tropical Gyros up and running, doing big things. Big up to Chef Carmer and the whole crew down there in Grand Bahama. And I hear Grand Bahama loving them gyros, Pearly. Loving them.
I love them myself. I have my pulled pork salad a little bit. I got to go hit that up. You get me Johnson.
Well, I don't want to tell you what me and MJ and the boys had for lunch today.
So check for me. You probably got it right. You're probably from right here in Palmdale, too.
No, R&D. If I was in Palmdale, I would have checked for you. I was too far in the West. Couldn't make it there. I was doing my due diligence.
All right. No problem.
All right, so
not a problem.
Let's get into this right now. Who's in, who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I'm looking, first of all, I want to address Major League Baseball. How was the weekend for you?
Before you address Major League Baseball, did you hear that the great Carrot Top Bill Walton pass?
Yeah, he did. He did. Big Red did pass this afternoon. Sad news. 71 years old, was battling cancer, and one of the legends of the game, Hall of Famer. I think him and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar might have the best collegiate run ever between two individuals at UCLA with that historic UCLA program under John Wooden. I think he was a little bit robbed in the pros simply because injuries. You know what I mean? But he did win a did win a championship in Portland, right? With a young Bahamian fella by the name of Michael Sweet Bells Thompson, right?
Yep.
He did win one, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I try to remember. No. He didn't win with my Sweet Bells. Sweet Bells didn't win that till Sweet Bells didn't get his championship until he came to LA.
Okay, but I know Portland did win a championship with Walton.
Yes, that's when they swept the Lakers. They beat the Lakers when he dominated Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
1977, the Trailblazers have one NBA championship. They won it in 1977. And they made appearances in 90 and 92. But the only time they won was in 1977. Bill Walton was named the Finals MVP. Portland won the NBA title in its first playoff appearance, something that had not taken place since the early days of the BAA and has not since as of 2022. The Trailblazers went 10-0 at home in that playoff series. So there you have it.
You got it.
And like I say, Walton was a big part of that. He was a huge part of that.
And then he didn't play for a while, and then Boston brought him in there just to win a championship, just to beat the Lakers. And the Lakers went and got Sweet Bells Thompson just to beat him.
Sweet Bells was brought in to take care of Kevin McHale. Bill Walton was on that Celtic team, and he was a nemesis. But Sweet Bells was brought in to take care of McHale, because remember, both of them played at University of Minnesota. And Michael used to own McHale, used to eat his lunch, take a gal, talk bad to him. Okay?
And takey marbles. Sticky marble too.
That was a great move by Riley to say, you know what, let's bring his cooler in from San Antonio. Because remember, Portland had traded Michael to San Antonio. He was playing in San Antonio with the Spurs. Lakers made a trade. I think they sent Frank Borkowski and somebody else to the Spurs for Michael Sweet Bells Thompson. Michael showed up on a Sunday afternoon, caught the flight out of San Antonio, showed up Sunday afternoon, went on the 3 o'clock game against the Celtics, and shut McHale down, period.
Yep.
And killed him with some baseline jumpers.
Yep.
And then they used to go at it. It used to look like Count Chocolate taking on Frankenberry. That's how it used to look at, like Dracula versus Frankenstein, because McHale had that big head.
Yeah, big character up ahead.
But yeah, man. Yeah, we're going to miss Bill Waldron.
He was a Grateful Dead fan. He was a huge fan of the Grateful Dead.
And if you were a fan of Grateful Dead and wear tie-dye and you went to UCLA and used to be on the beach in L.A., you was a fan of the hippie lettuce, too. So, you know, Waldron all right with me. Waldron okay in my book. But I think a lot of people will forget, especially the youngsters, that Waldron provided some of the better commentary in NBA Finals for a lot of seasons, too. Did a great job in the broadcast booth.
Oh, Lord of mercy. I don't know where he used to come with some of them things, but he was good.
And he sounded like he was stoned in the booth a couple of times, too, but that's all right. He was on point.
I didn't want to say that, but you know.
But if Johnny Most, listen, you can't tell me Johnny Most wasn't drunk up in them Boston games back in the day.
Yeah, I'm sure he used to be cracking a Budweiser.
The man set himself on fire drinking beer and smoking cigarettes in the Boston Garden.
Oh, Boston Lager, something like that.
Something. But yeah, he was on that funky stuff. All right, so we got Bill Walton out of the way. My Yankees lost one yesterday, but your Dodgers seem to have lost a couple too.
Well, we lost five in a row, actually. We lost two at home and Arizona, and then lost to Cincinnati, went Cincinnati, and guess where?
Five
but
straight.
I didn't know Jeff was calling teasing me. Like I say, I'd rather slump in May than slump in October, because we can't do this October will be the last October.
Nope. And you look at the Yankees.
So I know the problem will be going to the bats will wake up. I mean, Ohtani's been playing hurt. He's going to be all right. And Max Muncy's out hurt. So chemistry's a little off, but we can be all right.
Let me ask you a question, Pearly. Because this is coming up for the Island game later on. I have an actual prop bet that I might want to take, but I want to ask you this question. Oh, wow. Did that game start already?
Which game?
It was a Dodgers game today. No, Dodgers ain't playing yet, right?
We're playing the Mets, but it's postponed.
Oh, it got postponed. That's why the bet came down.
Well, I think it's a rain. I don't know if it looked like it's postponed to tomorrow.
But look here, that bet was awesome. It was Mookie Betts and Freeman. Freeman on the Dodgers, right?
Mookie
Betts and Freeman to get a single. The two dudes from the New York Mets, Alfonso, and the next one to get a single. And the pitcher for the Dodgers to get three strikeouts. And they had it at plus 950.
The Dodgers-Mets game postponed will be a doubleheader tomorrow at 4 o'clock and then again at 7.
But Pearly, you missed it. They had it at plus 950.
So that's not right.
If you bet 10, you win 95. If you bet 100, you win 950. You feel me?
Yeah, I got you.
That was a juicy prop bet. That rain took it out. Kind of let me down.
Most all the kids, today's a holiday in the States, so a lot of day games.
That's right. What holiday is it today over there?
Memorial Day.
That's right.
Veterans Day.
Memorial Day. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's when they recognize all the war deads, all the war heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So you get games like the Cincinnati leading the Cardinals 3-1 right now. The Cubs and Brewers no score. The Rockies leading the Guardians 7-4 in the fourth.
But listen,
the Braves getting walked all over by the Nationals in the bottom of the fifth, 6-0, and the Giants leading the Phillies 3-0 in the bottom of the second. So.
Now, a better news that we didn't talk about, that we should have talked about out of baseball, is the fact that Acuna got injured, done for the season.
Yes. That's a blow for Atlanta. That is a blow.
Listen, man, it's a nasty, nasty blow. The news hit like a punch to the gut Sunday evening. Brave star Ronald Acuna Jr., the defending National League MVP, will miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL in his left knee.
Ooh,
and it was nasty. It was nasty when he made the play. You could see he was rolling in pain. And really, I'm really sad to see him go down like that. Very talented player.
You know,
and even though he's a Brave, I know you don't wish injury on him.
Oh, this is really bad. It's a complete tear to ACL.
Correct. So he got a long way to come up.
He can miss the rest of the season. And he can miss most of next season.
Yeah, we could.
Man, I don't pull for the Braves. He's a great player, and that's a loss to baseball. And I'd like to beat the Braves with him on the lineup, but you know.
Very sad situation right there, Pearly. Young player injured, not a good
look. Bumming.
All right, let's get to this break real quick. Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, Pearly, we'll be back. We'll get our picks in, and we'll get you lined up for the final 10 or 15 going home today. But we're still talking sports on the Monday May 27th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after that.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
Are you looking for a fresh experience? Look no further than Fresh Market. Our store is stocked with the freshest produce, meats, and dairy, all sourced locally and internationally for the best quality. With our commitment to freshness and our friendly associates, your shopping experience is sure to be a breeze. Come visit Fresh Market today and taste the difference freshness can make.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The people, the people, the people. Any good politician should listen to the people when making a political decision. And as the member of Parliament for St. Anne's, I've listened to constituents, I've listened to residents in New Providence, I've listened to residents in the Family Islands. The people want Michael C. Pintard as the next Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He will bring generational change in leadership. As Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, he served in that ministry when Cabinet approved sailing as a national sport. As Minister of Agriculture and Marine Resources, he brought legislation that passed through Parliament to keep Dominicans off of our Bahama banks. Today, I'm endorsing Michael C. Pintard to be the leader of the Free National Movement after the June 1st convention, and I'm endorsing Dr. Dwayne Sands to be the chairman of the Free National Movement after the June 1st convention. Unstoppable change is coming. Bahamas will be better.
Yes, yes, I work it with Pintocracy, work it with me. Boy, only work it with Pintocracy, work it with me.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
They say the sun, and it's shining for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all. Flames are catching a fire. Ah. Showed you I love you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right.
And Rapture on the Monday, May 27th edition of Talking Heads. 5:40 p.m. is the time. And probably got a couple of minutes before you get out of here. We got a great Final 12 today with, Final 15 with Skip Bayless, Keyshawn Johnson, and Paul Pierce. Talking about that whole situation in L.A. with LeBron, you know, announcing his free agency, which obviously was expected. But look like he can play the Lakers for 3 years at $164 million, eh?
Interested in him. I hope he goes there.
What's that?
I hear the 76ers are interested. I hope he goes there.
Man, I pray he goes there, man. I pray he goes there. And maybe they draft Bronny, too.
Well, go there. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
So, yeah, that's how it looks. I mean, where should the emphasis go? If he leaves in free agency, then they need to build around AD or maybe trade AD and get some pieces for him. What say you?
The trade AD began backing them anyway. Yeah, I see you keep saying this. And what I see in us is being in the doldrums for another 6 years. But anyway,
I'm saying let's try to get what we could get for AD now. I mean, you and I both agree AD is not the kind who's going to lead us to a championship by himself.
No first round pick in 24, no first round pick in 25, no first round pick in 26.
Why is this, Pearly? Why is this? Who caused all of this?
Friedman. No, you can blame LeBron, but he don't pull the trigger. He don't have the last say. And like, he have no say in this head coach hiring.
Which is good.
A lot of people think he had something to do with it, but from what I'm stories coming out of LA is he didn't have as much as y'all thought he had involvement.
If JJ Redick gets hired, I'm gonna call BS on him and say he had his hands all over it, okay?
No, he doesn't have his hands all over it. He does not. And the point is, there's some people thinking there's some executives who like J.J. Redick's basketball IQ, and some people think because he doesn't have the experience. He may be with the Lakers because we still get with the same old fellas all the time, the same.
I would have preferred Sam Cassell in that role.
Sam Cassell would be on his staff, from what I understand.
Yeah, but Sam deserves that job as a head coach, period.
I'm not disputing whether he deserves it or not, but the fact that he will be there is a good sign if they hire him.
Yeah. My whole thing
is we're saying that because he doesn't have the experience, fine. My boy who coaching Boston to the championship right now don't have no experience either. But all I'm saying is maybe we need a fresh blood. Maybe we need something different. Because the bottom line is we've been having the same old fellas coming back. The same fellas are being retread in every team. Oh, who's the ones now? Oh, Ty Lord, Ty Lue, Mike Brown. Same names.
All right. But we got one game to pick tonight, Pearly. We got one game to pick tonight, then we got to go. Because we got to get this final 15 on. One game tonight.
Just one name over.
Boston can take care of it tonight, I think.
It's done. Sweep. Take the broom out. Sweep it clean. Do whatever you want to do.
And I think Dallas joins him.
If Halliburton does it, Boston's a 7.5-point favorite. I agree with you. I'm messing with the spread, but I gave it the money line.
There you go. And I think Dallas gets it done tomorrow, too.
I think Dallas gets it done tomorrow, and I think Boston and Dallas, and I think Dallas wins it all. I like Edmonton tonight over the Dallas Stars in the NHL, in case you're interested.
I like Dallas Stars over Edmonton tonight.
You know, and if you're really, really interested, I don't think there's any WNBA tonight. No, there's not.
There you go. So enjoy your night, man. I know you got some baseball still coming on later, and you still got some other stuff to watch. And you're a hockey man, so you go watch Edmonton.
I might watch hockey because the Dodgers ain't playing. Dodgers postponed until tomorrow. So I might just. I actually probably watch the Boston tonight.
All right. Well, we'll do it again tomorrow. Right. Pretty greatly appreciate it, as always, man. Good stuff.
All right, my brother. Be good. If you can't be good, you know.
Be good at it. And we'll see you mañana. Right here on Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
Mañana.
Showed you I love you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby,
is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at kfcnassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Are you looking for a fresh experience? Look no further than Fresh Market. Our store is stocked with the freshest produce, meats, and dairy, all sourced locally and internationally for the best quality. With our commitment to freshness and our friendly associates, your shopping experience is sure to be a breeze. Come visit Fresh Market today and taste the difference freshness can make.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the truth?
They say the sun, and I shine for all.
0%.
Zero.
Okay. I don't believe LeBron James is going anywhere skipping. Rich Paul's doing what Rich Paul's supposed to do. He's the agent. He represents not only Anthony Davis, he also represents LeBron James and a host of other high-profile NBA players. So for him to say that LeBron's a free agent, you're not lying. He is a free agent.
Well, he has the option.
Yeah.
He hasn't opted out yet.
Well,
I mean, he should.
He's a free agent. Yeah. Let's just say that. Yeah. If he opt in, he's still a free agent, right, Paul? So when he goes on, Rich Paul goes on to say they should focus in on Anthony Davis, that's true. He's not lying about that. But Anthony Davis is 31 years old. Anthony Davis is not going to play. Everybody's not playing a 40 years old like LeBron James.
That's a fact.
So if you're saying Anthony Davis is your future, what is that future? Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? Four, five, ten? What are you envisioning when you say focus in on Anthony Davis? And so when I look at the J.J. Redick situation, Anthony Davis is going to have some say to that as well. So Rich Paul could be possibly speaking to, hey, talk to that man. Don't talk to LeBron about it, because LeBron only got a few more years. You should be focusing in on what Anthony Davis feels about J.J. Redick being hired, whether LeBron sign off on it or not, okay? Because Anthony...
Or whether he suggested it or not.
Or whether or not he suggested it or not. Anthony Davis is going to be there for hopefully more years beyond LeBron. And if that's the case, he's the catalyst to your team's future. You want to have a conversation with him. You want to focus in on what he wants. What type of players do you build around him? I think that's what Rich Paul is saying. But as far as being elect, man, look, LeBron ain't going nowhere. I get it. They do this every single year when his contract is up. They take their time. They go on vacations. They live their life. They enjoy the fruits of labor, everything that LeBron has created. They enjoy all of that. And then they come back and they stay with the team. This is not Cleveland. This is not Miami. It's Los Angeles. Mm. And if you leave the bag at the door, at the Lakers' front door, and you walk away, it's probably not, you just don't want that. You don't want that. You know, you just don't. So I don't see him going anywhere. Mm.
To me, to say that the Lakers should focus probably more on Anthony Davis, that gives me like a little small crack in the window that LeBron probably could go somewhere.
Mm.
It's a 5% for me. It's 5%. It's 5%. I wouldn't say zero, but 5%.
Zero.
And that 5% is like the only destination I see, and I've been saying this, is Cleveland is the only thing I think maybe can happen. You know, it's where he grew up, where he won a title also, where he can possibly envision. Cleveland could pick Bronny at the 17th slot. That's where they pick. And Bron can go there and play for 1 year. So when they say don't focus on him, the focus should be more on Anthony Davis, I think that's leaving the door open that LeBron could go somewhere. So, and to say that LeBron has he doesn't have any say in what's going on, clearly he does. I mean, J.J. Redick wouldn't be a candidate if he didn't. I mean, we all know that. We all know that. And so, and then we're talking about an extended interview. I mean, the Lakers are running out of options. Mm. And if you want Bron there, you want him to be comfortable. And so he's going to look at his choices. He's like, do I want to play with Bronny in Cleveland? Mm. Do I want to play with Bronny in L.A.? I don't think he'll uproot his family, you know, for a year or two just to say, I want to go to Cleveland. So 5%, which is a low percentage, and I think the Lakers will do. They'll do what LeBron wants. I mean, I think he's going to opt out. He's going to sign a 3-year. They're going to pick up Bronny. They're going to hire J.J. Redick. I mean, if they're going to do all the things you're asking for, why would you go anywhere? So I think this is all a done deal. This is just rich clutch plan, chess as usual.
Yeah.
You know, this extension will make LeBron the fourth highest paid player in basketball, so why go anywhere? And I believe he'll be a Laker.
Mm. All right, I'm going to go with Paul on 5%, except mine's going to be a minus 5%. I'm a minus. Minus 5% chance.
About to say.
No, minus 5%.
Minus 5.
There is no way. Even though every time you do the Cleveland scenario, I like the ring of it.
Yeah.
It has that storybook story ending, you know, the fairy tale ending. Yeah. I get that.
They can get another movie out of it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. They can get a part two.
They could. And obviously, that's still in his heart, Akron. And he did show up the other day at the Cavs
game. He didn't go to the game. It might be something looming.
I got it. And Cleveland has pieces. They got pieces. And I don't know, maybe he's choosing the new coach in Cleveland. Who knows?
He's in the East more so than the West right now.
All right. But here's the point. Rich Paul, he's masterful at what he does. But he's a master media manipulator. And I'm seeing stories last night of places LeBron could go. Cleveland, Oklahoma City, blah, blah, blah. You know, all these. And I'm like, what, San Antonio? No, he's not. He's not going to Oklahoma City. He's not going to San Antonio. There might be a tiny percent chance that he would go to Cleveland, but I don't see it because of all the things Keyshawn has brought up and I brought up ad nauseum on this show. He lives here. Now he's got two places here, and they are beautiful because this is the best place to live in the country. And his family loves it here, and his wife clearly loves it here, and his next career is based here. So it's just hard for him to uproot, even if this happened to be his last year.
He has a younger son playing high school basketball.
Bingo. And by all accounts, his younger son could be better than Bronny is, by all accounts. That's what I keep hearing. I have not watched him, but I hear the whispers, look out for the second one. Okay, so to me, they're trying to create a little new leverage with the Lakers, which they don't really need. And to me, as we speak, Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka are somewhere chuckling over all this because they just don't think LeBron's going anywhere. And now to AD. Okay, should he sign off first on J.J. Redick? Well, listen, we've all talked about this. AD is more of a follower than a leader. And what LeBron says is gold to him because he believes heart and soul in what LeBron believes in. So if LeBron tells him JJ is the answer, well, then AD's just going to sign off on JJ, right?
I agree with you.
Yeah, okay. So, again, does JJ have some potential to be a head coach? It's almost unknowable because he's got zero background at all. And you keep pointing out about Pat Riley. He was on the bench.
I didn't point out about Pat Riley. They the ones said it. Okay. I'm just giving some context to the story.
Yeah. Well, I do think there's some similarities.
What? Just, they dress the same?
No, they just look. They're both mediagenic. You know, they're
they got good. Nice dark hair.
Yeah, and they're good on television. Both of them are good on television.
And they were good on TV?
Yeah. And Pat Riley was really good on TV and radio, and so they knew Jerry Buss was a ringmaster and a super salesman, and he liked that Pat could talk to the media and be very convincing. Well, so can JJ, because he's very good. He heard him the other night, okay? You hear him tonight, right? Okay, so in the end, LeBron will be a Laker, Bronny will be a Laker, AD will do whatever LeBron says, and I don't know. To me, it feels like I know Rachel Nichols keeps saying, be careful on this. It might only be one more year, but it feels like it could be three more years.
I don't know that it'll be just one year. And to the Pat Riley situation, though, Skip,
He had Magic Johnson at 21 years old.
And Cap. And
Cap. Green,
yeah.
Not LeBron James at 40. This isn't LeBron James at 21. It's LeBron point. James at 40.
Yeah.
So it's a dip, whether JJ's got bench experience as an assistant coach, understanding what how to do things in the huddle or how to delegate to his assistants or not, he got a 40-year-old LeBron James.
Yeah, he does have.
It's a different.
But he's got a 31-year-old AD who made first-team all-defense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He does, but... Look, I don't care who they hire at this point. Just hire somebody, man, because I'm tired of talking about it, to be honest with you.
I mean, this is a good long-term play. You know why? Because I do, when I really start thinking about the situation, let's just say LeBron comes back for a 3-year deal and he plays one. If they're not in contention next year and LeBron retires, I could see them trading AD and going to a full rebuild. Now you got a bright young coach who can learn the ropes of coaching. So this looks like a great long-term play.
Yeah.
You know, if they know they're not going to win a championship in the next year or two.
When
AD not going to play till 40 like LeBron. He's 31.
But when we've burned years, we didn't have two of the top 10 players in the NBA. When we burned years as the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
When we burned them Kobe years and here's the money, Kobe, just do your deal. Mm-hmm. We didn't have two top 10 players.
Smush Parker.
Yeah, we was messing around with like the machine and Smush Parker. Yeah. And then, come on, man, stop. Now we're in a situation.
Still a play-in team.
We it's was in the Western Conference final two seasons ago, though, Paul. We still have hopes.
And continue to get older.
Hmm.
Well, you're continuing to get older.
Yes, but this is not a fair world tour. We're not getting ready to treat it that way.
It looks like it.
No, we're not going to treat it that way.
You drive Bronny, it looks like a fair world tour. I mean, you're not putting any pieces that says they're trying to win a championship.
But we haven't had a chance to put the pieces together. The free agency hasn't even started. So the season's still going on. We can't trade for nobody yet. Let's see how it happens before we start to say, oh, well, we could trade AD in 2 years and LeBron can retire. We don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We may be able to sign DeMar DeRozan. Hell, we may be able to trade for Donovan Mitchell. We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. We have no idea.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying. Let's just... Don't start giving me all this bad vibes.
No, I'm just hypothetically speaking, just like you.
So, Paul, remember, last year, the Los Angeles Lakers did win the first ever in-season tournament against a completely healthy Indiana.
That's what this is about.
They had Halliburton. They actually had it.
They're going back-to-back that one.
Skip trying to be slick and slide it in.
No, they're going back-to-back that play-in.
Halliburton was actually healthy. He played in that game as opposed to what keeps happening against you guys. Right?
Yeah, we might win it again. We'll take it. And we'll raise the second banner.
Why not?
That's what they want us to do. They didn't ask the Celtics to go win it.
No.
Now, did they? They didn't ask the Celtics. They didn't ask the Celtics.
We don't raise those banners.
They didn't ask the Celtics to go win it. They said the most popular team
in a couple weeks.
The most popular team in the NBA, we need y'all to help get this thing off the ground, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Mm.
Get this thing off the ground.
Because they're promoting it. They want it to be successful.
No, this is going to be a great year because you're going to have the Lakers win the in-season tournament and the Celtics win the NBA champion. Okay. That's good for the league. That's good. I got the script. Hey, here it is.
Yeah. There you go.
It's going to be a lot of people really watching the Celtics.
Yeah.
I got the script.
I just want to say to Laker Nation, please don't start tweeting and posting about, please don't leave LeBron because he ain't leaving. This is like some sympathy play here. Like, oh, you better
be
careful.
I don't see him leaving. It's just, it's hard for me to know his big picture with him, his family, his kids, and what they want to do beyond basketball. And they need some people to sign off on what they want to do beyond basketball. Mm-hmm. And if you alienate individuals that got the power to sign off on you wanting to do those things, they can rally the other troops not to sign off on you to want to do those things.
Your final point is, if you walk away from a Laker bag, it can tarnish you forever? Is that...
It could get in the way of you wanting to own an NBA team.
Oh, okay.
It can get in the way. Regardless if you are... You know, they got to sign off.